This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. 100 days on Professor Saunga charts MUT's vision forward and 586 undocumented Nigerian nationals repatriated by Home Affairs. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. The Mangu State University of Technology stakeholders and staff are together at Anniversary Lane today to mark 100 days in office for Professor Rashila Saunga, the interim Vice Chancellor and Principal of Mangu State University of Technology. The occasion will reflect on a period characterized by purposeful leadership, enhanced stakeholder engagement, and institutional renewal, while noting early advance towards the Ignite 2030 vision. The commemoration will review progress achieved thus far and outline the strategic direction for the university's future development. In other news, the Department of Home Affairs has confirmed the repatriation of nearly 600 undocumented Nigerian nationals, with a first flight carrying 286 individuals departing South Africa on Thursday, and a second flight scheduled to transport the remaining group on Monday. The group arrived in Lagos on the same day after the Nigerian High Commission issued emergency travel documents. Re-entry into South Africa will be prohibited for the repatriated individuals for a period of 5 years. The Department has reiterated that all foreign nationals residing in the Republic must hold valid visas or authorizations and maintain compliance with South African immigration laws. Deportations and repatriations have risen by 46% over the past 2 years as part of the broader reform agenda that includes scaling up electronic travel authorization to record biometrics, replacing the green ID book with the smart cards through banking partnerships, and introducing a new digital identity system to strengthen immigration law enforcement.
Those residing in South Africa, that they are required to be in possession of valid visas or other authorizations that entitle them to remain in the Republic lawfully. Foreign nationals must ensure that their immigration status remains compliant with South African immigration laws at all times.
And finally, the award-winning singer and songwriter Busiswa Gqulu joined a cultural delegation in Mexico to support Bafana Bafana as the team began its 2026 FIFA World Cup campaign against the host nation yesterday. The initiative, formed through a partnership between Department of Sports and Arts and Culture and apparel brand Old School, aims to bring South African energy and spirit to the tournament. From Pachuca, where Bafana Bafana established their training camp, to Mexico City, Busiswa has been documenting her journey while promoting national pride. The delegation's role extends beyond performance, with an emphasis on showcasing the unifying power of music and sport, a cultural connection evident in both South Africa and Mexico. Meeting artists as an inspiring experience, who noted parallels with her own global ambitions. The trip has also serves as a call for unified nation support, highlighting the belief that Bafana Bafana's performance can inspire South Africans and reinforce a shared spirit of resilience and success. Your weather reports this morning: Durban is sitting at 25 degrees with a 10% chance of rain. Eastcourt 23, Giant Castle 22, Ikopo 25, Kokstad 22, Ladysmith 26, Margate 24, Moy River 22, Newcastle 22, Pietermaritzburg 26, Port Shepstone 25, Richards Bay 26, Richmond 25, St. Lucia Australia 27, Ulundi 29 degrees Celsius, Underberg 23, and lastly Fryhead with a 27 degrees Celsius. A recap of the top stories this hour. 100 days on Prof Songa charts MUT's vision forward, and 586 undocumented Nigerian nationals repatriated by Home Affairs. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 9 o'clock. Reporting live on MUT Radio News Desk, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.